Glen Hunt on BBC Radio Lancashire.
There was a rare visitor close to home last week, this close. I'm talking Fairhaven Lake in St Anne's, wasn't there?
Yes, yes. In actual fact, there's been several rare visitors, both sides of the Ribble Estuary. And one has to say, Glenn, that the Ribble Estuary is one of the most famous sites in Britain for wildfowl and waders. One of the most important sites in the country is the Ribble Estuary for wetland birds.
It's almost like they reach there first before they get to Martin Mere.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but be careful, there's Martin Mere and Martin Mere.
Martin Mere, yeah.
Martin Mere, yeah. So the geese are coming into Martin Mere right now as we speak. You know, the first skeins of pink-footed geese are coming into Martin Mere to spend the winter, which is a safe haven for them, obviously.
Yeah.
But also, on both sides of the estuary at the moment, there's been a bird called the Little Stint and a Curlew Sandpiper on the south bank at Banks. And there's also been a bird called a Caspian Gull at Ainsdale and a Caspian Gull on the north side as well. An exceptionally rare species of seagull, I might add. You know, so these are all interesting birds.
Where are they coming from?
Lake, well, let's see now, Arctic Russia, they're off course. They're lost. They're just
is
lost.
That what
these
it is?
Birds are lost, yeah. I mean, the bird I'm going to tell you about, the wryneck, is actually migrating from northern Scandinavia to Africa, you know, and normally they drift down the east coast, you see. But this one ended up on the west coast, which is quite unusual, but they're migrating, really, from the northern hemisphere to Africa.
If it's rare, say, the wryneck to be seen, certainly at Fairhaven Lake, where it was seen last week, but you mentioned they normally fly over the east coast, is it a common sight, this bird, in the east coast of the United Kingdom, or is it a rare event anyway?
It's a rare event. It's regular. It does occur every year on the east coast, but it's always wonderful to see them, even on the east coast.
Right.
Irregular. But you get them with, you know, passage, autumn passage. You only get them in autumn and spring when they're either going or coming, as it were, from Scandinavia. So, you know, you get them and they drift in. If the weather conditions are right, northeast winds or whatever, they come and they land on places like Flamborough or Spurn Point, and they're lovely birds to see. And they're very interesting birds to see. They're called wryneck, incidentally, because they can turn right the neck, almost right round.
Really?
You know?
Almost like an owl?
Yeah. And they're actually related to the woodpeckers. They're a brown bird, all sorts of cryptic coloration, greys and browns, two toes forward, two toes back. That makes them a member of the woodpecker family, you see.
I see.
But they are a fascinating species, and I always love watching wryneck. So I was watching them earlier on this year in Estonia, but they are great birds to watch.
Okay. Who is spotting these birds? Obviously, I mean, that one was spotted at Fairhaven Lake. So who would be around regularly enough to know that's what they're looking at?
Well, the gentleman that spotted this particular bird at Fairhaven Lake is a friend of mine, a lifelong friend, actually, a gentleman by the name of Maurice Jones.
Yep.
And he spotted this bird by working his regular patch. And that's what he does, you see. He works his regular patch every day. He'll have a walk along the sand dunes there, get up early in the morning, have a walk along the sand dunes, have a walk around the lake. And by doing that on a regular basis, sooner or later, you turn a good bird up. And that's what he did. He found the wryneck.
So it's the kind of thing he's been looking out for ages. And that's his reward,
well,
I suppose.
Well, you just take potluck, really. But I mean, you know, when you turn something like that up, you come up trumps.
We are posting a picture of the wryneck on our Facebook page. It's already on there now. So if you're wondering exactly what it is we're describing, and you never know, it still might yet be seen, or another one perhaps in the coming
days. Very doubtful. It's gone.
Oh, I went. But,
yeah, that's the story of my life, actually. You came 10 minutes. It's too late. And when I got there, it had left earlier that morning, you see. So I didn't see this particular bird. But I have seen them in the past.
Okay. But that's interesting. It's on its way to Africa from Scandinavia.
Yeah.
When will they be on their way back?
April, May.
Okay. So something to think about. So if you want to have a look at the picture, it's on our Facebook page of the wryneck, on the off chance that you might see it in the springtime. You didn't see, like you say, you didn't see one at Fairhaven Lake, but you did actually have a run-in once with a wryneck at work, didn't you?
That was an amazing.
This is a long time ago as well.
It's in the 1970s. At that time, I was a traffic patrol officer at Preston and at Lawson Street Police Station. And there's a basement garage there, you see, and the doors opened. And anyway, it would appear that in flew this wryneck into the police station. An incredible record, because it was only about the sixth Lancashire record, this.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of a city where it ought not to have been. So it was well and truly lost.
Yeah.
But it ended up in Preston Nick. You see, it flew in through the open door and into a cage, a lost property cage. And I was finishing my tour of duty, and I looked into this cage, and there's this bird. I thought, that's a funny-looking sparrow. So a closer examination revealed that it was, in fact, a wryneck, right. You know, the cryptic coloration, etc. And I thought, crikey, what shall I do about this? So I happened to know at that time that the superintendent was a very keen bird watcher. So I went straight to tell him, you see. Anyway, he gets on the telephone to one of his journalistic friends and he says, I've got a blue here that's found a wryneck in my police station. You better get yourself down here.
And luckily it was in a cage, otherwise he wouldn't have caught it in time.
So the press came down and they took photographs, etc. And I got permission from one or two friends to come into the police station. At that time, there was no great security issues, you know. Yeah. In the 70s, it wasn't like it is now. But, they came along, and the story, of course, PC arrest rare bird in Preston Police Station, it made the dailies, because, you know, they turned it into a story.
And
you know?
Presumably you've still got the press cuttings to this day of this national story that's...
somewhere buried amongst...
Honestly, that's a fantastic story. Thank you very much for that.
Glen Hunt on BBC Radio Lancashire.